Thank you and good afternoon. In a meeting held earlier today, the Arcata Chamber of Commerce unanimously voted to close down the California Welcome Center located on Hindon Road. According to Executive Director Sandy Scott, the Welcome Center has been putting the chamber close to red in recent years, and closing the center was a financial decision that had to be made. Scott went on to tell your reporter that efforts were made to keep the center open, but they would have needed to gather $50,000 to keep it open for at least the next 3 years. Scott said that money saved from closing the center down would be used for future programs and projects that the chamber is planning. The California Welcome Center is a franchise of 19 buildings placed throughout the state, which provide information on the communities they are based in, including local attractions and popular areas. On the heels of the Yurok Tribe's decision to withdraw from the Klamath Restoration Agreement on Tuesday, citing a lack of action from Congress, Congressman Jared Huffman expressed similar frustration in a statement issued today. Huffman said the following, "While I'm disappointed in the change of heart on the Klamath agreements, I share their frustration with the lack of action in Congress over the last 3 years." The Yurok Tribal announcement noted that Congress has failed to authorize the agreement, and that means the dams will not be removed in a timely manner. The agreements included the removal of 4 dams on the Klamath River, and it was initially established in 2010 between stakeholders, which included tribes, irrigation, and farming interest. Huffman went on to say that he remains convinced that the Klamath agreements are the best way forward, and that a return to squabbling over water in the future of the dams on the Klamath River is a step backwards. Stemming from reports of a stabbing attack, Eureka police responded to 6th and T Streets Tuesday night and found a 29-year-old male victim who suffered multiple stab wounds. The caller reported that the suspect, a white male adult, was last seen running north through the Greenbelt towards 5th Street. Eureka police deployed a canine unit, but they were unable to locate the suspect. The victim was transported to the hospital and underwent surgery for the stab wounds he sustained. Police interviewed the victim, but he was uncooperative and would not disclose the identity of the suspect to officers. The victim did state that he and the suspect had gotten into an argument prior to the assault at an encampment in the Greenbelt area. The investigation into the stabbing is ongoing. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are looking for 2 male suspects who robbed a male victim of cash at a residence in the 600 block of Rossi Ranch Road in Salmon Creek Tuesday morning. 2 men entered the residence and demanded money from the victim. They then proceeded to bound and gag the victim before fleeing the scene in the victim's vehicle with an undisclosed amount of cash. The vehicle was later recovered by law enforcement and the victim was able to untie himself to contact sheriff's deputies. The victim was uninjured in the incident and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Candace Myers was hired as the new assistant district attorney in an announcement on Monday issued by County District Attorney Maggie Fleming. Myers comes to the DA's office from the city of Eureka, where she was previously employed by the city's attorney's office. Myers is also a graduate of Humboldt State University and McGeorge Law School. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire located at a Henderson Street residence in Eureka Tuesday afternoon. The occupants of the residence arrived home to find smoke emerging from the eaves of their house. A battalion unit was the first to arrive on scene, and the source of the smoke and fire was pinpointed to the living room area. Wiring from a faulty electrical box was the cause of the fire, and fire crews opened the ceiling for ventilation and removed all burned material from the scene. The fire was contained but caused $20,000 worth of damage. No injuries were reported. 2 state board members call on Congress to support medical marijuana policies. Dan Squire has more.
2 members of the State Board of Equalization have issued a joint resolution that passed through the state legislature last week, calling on Congress and the President to support policies that will allow banks and credit unions to serve those who make an income from the cultivation, production, and sale of medical marijuana. One of the resolution's sponsors, George Runner, said in a statement that the current cash-based economy isn't safe for anyone, and law enforcement has identified that as a key reason for marijuana-related crimes and corruption. By allowing banks and credit unions to serve those who earn incomes from the cannabis industry, it removes some of the issues that surround a cash-based economic system.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.